It's time now for the Remembrance Project. Writer Alyssa Eli's weekly look at the lives of people who've passed. This morning, she recalls the role of faith in the life of a man from Roslindale.
The farm Carmen Barletta was raised on in southern Italy grew tobacco and olives. Carmen had no aptitude for farming, but fortunately he had no interest either. He was the only one of his five siblings to go to college, and in the late 1940s that meant leaving home for a monastery, 500 miles to the north. It was far, it was lonely. He was 12. Later in life, he talked a little about it with his son, John Barletta.
For the first 2 years, he saw nobody. And then, I think year three, they allow you to have family come up. And I don't think he actually went back down home to see everybody else, probably, in year maybe five or six. He never shared any of his experiences when we were younger. I mean, we knew he was in the monastery or he went to school, but not how it really affected him.
The uniforms were black cassocks. The beds were like boards. The meals were rice.
It was very tough. The monks that ran it were very tough on them. It was almost a military environment. You have to break them down a little bit for everybody to conform. They also had to, I don't know how much they practiced it, but self-flagellation. I think it was one of those orders, that was a little more strict and you had to beat yourself a little bit,
Carmen was there for 10 years and left with a degree in philosophy. This wasn't useful when he immigrated to Roslindale in 1968 and worked assembling computers for Honeywell. But it was useful when he needed to make a persuasive point with his three children.
And the biggest thing I remember from my father, he was a lecturer. Like, he would lecture you and he would bring so many things into the conversation. From a biblical perspective, from, a moral perspective and whatnot.
His Catholic faith was paramount. It helped Carmen through separation from the old country and difficulties in the new. After he lost his job, he became a full-time family man, driving his grandchildren around, fixing his children's houses. He attended church daily and prayed the rosary with his wife.
He really did practice, the Beatitudes of Christianity. Tried to be humble, tried to do good, for others. Tried to turn the other cheek, which I don't know how he did it sometimes.
After living quietly with cancer for almost 20 years, so quietly that even those close to him didn't recognize what was happening, he died at home, comforted by the family he'd created in America and the faith he'd carried from Italy.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Carmen Barletta, who died a year ago this month at the age of 79. To suggest someone for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.